Bob Koppel join us again this morning. Bob is the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Bob, welcome to Monday. Glad you could join us this morning.
Morning.
Well, we've got a lot of things here. Just kind of want to touch base with you. And a lot of folks may not know that you and I visited yesterday morning at this same time. We've been doing that a lot lately, it seems like. And yesterday we talked about one of the good news stories, I think, about some of our local nurses here that are headed off to a couple of different locations and maybe some more going to be doing the same.
Yes, so yesterday we had five of our CNAs, certified nurse assistants, actually left. Alyssa in Brooklyn going to the Chicago area, and Bailey, Courtney, and Taylor are going to Indiana, and I think they're going to be somewhere around Indianapolis to work. But they're going to help, quite honestly, provide some relief in both Indiana and Chicago. We actually have a couple hundred of our staff that are currently out. They're not able to work because they've been exposed or potentially exposed to COVID-19 patients. Just requires a real staffing challenge. And so over the last couple of weeks, we've had nursing staff from Kansas go to Michigan, and then our group left yesterday to Illinois and Indiana, and also there were staff from Pittsburgh, our hospital in Pittsburgh, and our hospitals in Wichita that also went to those same areas to work in facilities. So it's a really cool, I think, demonstration of people kind of following their vocation, really wanting to help people, and also, you know, trying to help people out, take care of patients that they don't even know or in a community they don't even know.
You'd even indicated that there may be some more Ascension Via Christi employees that may be headed out in the near future as well.
Yes. So when we asked, this is probably about a week and a half or so ago, nursing leaders had texted out to their team saying, hey, we need people to go, not even really knowing actually where they would go. We had well over a dozen folks put their hands up in the air and said, we'll go. And so we anticipate potentially next week or the week after that some nurses from Manhattan will also be either going to Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, or perhaps Wisconsin to help with patients there.
Wow. Sounds like a lovely place to be this time of year, although I know they won't be doing much sightseeing, if anything, will they?
Yeah, I think it's everybody makes a two-week commitment, and they will be working more than their normal shifts. And all of our clinical staff work 12-hour shifts, and so a typical week is either 3 or 4 12-hour shifts. And in a situation like this, I'm thinking they'll probably be working a little bit more than that.
How's the compensation for them figured out?
They actually do get extra pay because they're traveling. And so they get that, and then, of course, all expenses were covered in their getting them from A to B, their food, hotels, and things like that. But so, I mean, I think that's a piece of it. I have to say that when we asked the staff if they'd be willing to go, they weren't told what they were going to get paid. People volunteered without knowing that. So that's, again, I think very cool deal that our staff have been.
Says a lot about their commitment to the work they do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, again, you see it with a lot of folks who go into healthcare. They are doing it for a little bit of a higher purpose. And also, you know, at their very base, they just really want to help and serve and take care of people.
Yeah. I was looking at the state numbers yesterday from yesterday's release, 3,174 cases, 76 counties, 118 deaths. The numbers of Riley County are at 44. Pottawatomie County is at 9. Geary County is at 11. We noted earlier this morning that Ford County has seen a dramatic jump in their numbers, as has Seward County. Seward County is almost even with Sedgwick County, you know, and those are a couple of meatpacking communities, and there's probably some language barriers that are there, and we've been aware that, you know, those numbers would be impacted and increase dramatically. But my question is, now we are a few days away from the governor's original stay-at-home order, which was to end May 1. And there's a lot of speculation as to what the governor may announce, maybe even today, with regards to stay-at-home and maybe lifting some of those, some of the aspects of that stay-at-home order. Do you have some perspective on that this morning?
Well, so I think what we anticipate is that the stay-at-home will be lifted. I think we also anticipate still quite a lot of guardrails around social distancing, and specifically for businesses. I know it's kind of an interesting situation. I think everybody's waiting to see exactly what the order from the governor will say. But every county health department has actually still got a plan, all the documentation for their own orders, and trying to kind of guess, is it going to go A or B? I think that the stay at home or the social distancing piece, I think that's a given. I think that what everybody's maybe looked to see is what will be the direction around perhaps universal masking or masking in certain situations, the number of people that are allowed to congregate, and then for some specific business types, when kind of in this progression, because most of the plans I've seen, so they're kind of laid out in 2 to 3 week intervals through the early part of the summer, actually. And so it's just a question of, so what is able to come back online these 2 weeks? And then in many cases, some of the drafts have a 3 week delay before the next step. And so it's kind of waiting to see exactly what the governor will say. And then, you know, specific to our health departments, because in our region, we're actually, every county has a health department. And I think that's some of the complexity in that we're trying to help people coordinate those efforts so that we don't have five plans that you would have to know about if you happen to live in our region. So I think that's simple is always best, and consistency in this help in this case would be very helpful.
I know that there's a lot of talk about restarting the economy, and there's a lot of decisions that you've made in the hospital world about you know, some of the services that you are offering right now, and probably primarily the services that you're not. How would some changes in the governor's order impact the hospital financially if you were able to reopen yourselves up for business as usual?
Well, so the parts that every hospital, actually including ours, has kind of put on hold for the last 6-7 weeks are things that are elective and a lot of outpatient work, and that is where you actually, in many cases, that's where you make an operating margin. So we've been operating at a loss every day for almost the last 2 months now, which has a significant financial impact. The restart process, though, you've got to just be really careful and measured about how you go about that as well, because it's still, you know, this is a virus that you can be contagious but not symptomatic. And this is, you know, it's one of the reasons you talk about the meatpacking plants. You probably have a number of folks who maybe weren't even aware that they were contagious for a number of days. They're working in close quarters with other people, and that's how you can pass that on and get so many people sick. Well, so on the flip side, as we start to ramp things up here at the hospital, it's really, because we've already started having those conversations about, so what protections will be in place for patients? What will this still mean for visitors? We would anticipate in the short term that we will still not allow visitation. You know, again, it's all about safety of patients, safety of staff. From a work process standpoint, I mean, I think any business, this is just a great time to sit down and say, okay, so what can we do that would limit touching? What can we do that would limit people sitting or waiting? All those things that you can do to kind of help spread people out, but also leave yourself less to clean, because we're all going to get into a very clean business cycle. So the less people touch, the less you actually have to clean. And so, I mean, it's things like that that I think we just have really got to spend some time on, regardless of the business you're in. Certainly here at the hospital we're doing that, but everywhere, just to say, so what are those restart key items that I've got to have in mind?
Well, regardless of what the governor says, I think it's safe to say that we need to continue to do social visit distancing. We need to continue to wash our hands and wear masks. And, oh, by the way, the mask distribution location at Westview Community Church is open from 11 to 3 today. And a lot of volunteers that have been making a bunch of masks, and this is a good time also to drop off those that you've made for people to pick up. So. Well, Bob Koppel, thank you very much for joining us again this morning, and we'll visit again tomorrow at the same time.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
You bet. Anytime. Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO, joining us here this morning.